If you're a regulation Australian male in 2026, you might actually be excused for wondering what this country has on offer for you anymore. You get told from an early age that your masculinity is toxic, you get Reconciliation Week, you get Welcome to Country ceremonies every time you step into an event, and the constant talk of gender and racial disadvantage gets framed as your inherited guilt. And then Pride Month rolls around. And with its rainbow flags on buildings, and you get made to go and attend a Pride morning tea at your work, while your own culture and identity is identified as being problematic. You've got to navigate through diversity quotas in government jobs and university admissions and training programs, and they're all excluding you. It sends a pretty clear message, as far as I'm concerned, that this building and others like it in 2026 are telling the regular routine Australian male that your background makes you less of a priority. You're the default, the one who's got to step aside or apologise for simply existing. You've got to check your privilege and the system checkboxes that don't include you. Merit, competence and effort are all now secondary to optics and identity. And it's not inclusion, it's not diversity and inclusion, it's quite exclusionary. It's exclusion dressed up as social justice. It tells Australian men that the belief that if you work hard that you can get ahead, well, that no longer applies. Well, how do we get to this point, though? Well, it's the listless bureaucrats, the corporate carpetbaggers and the political midwits who continue to allow this to happen. Is it any wonder that Australian men are feeling so disillusioned, so disengaged and quietly angry as a result of the manner in which they're being treated? Real Australians reject that which divides us into winners and losers based on our race, our sexuality or any other checkbox for that matter. Australians have had enough.